This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica set to receive funds to implement climate change projects, shipment of IV fluids to arrive later this week, and primary schools urged to avoid exorbitant registration fees for students. The news in detail after this message.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Now the news. Jamaica is expected to receive final approval for $942,000 in grant funding this month for the implementation of climate change activities. The funding will facilitate the preparation of Jamaica's third National Communication and Biennial Update Report to meet reporting requirements under the United Nations Framework Convention for Climate Change. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill, says implementation activities will begin July this year.
My ministry received preliminary approval from the Global Environment Facility for a grant of $852,000 and $90,000 from the United Nations Development Program, UNDP. We will also be working to place Jamaica in a position to readily access climate change financing.
The funding will also contribute to the mainstreaming of climate change issues into relevant social, economic, scientific, and environmental policies, strategies, programs, and projects. A shipment of IV fluids is expected to arrive on the island later this week. This as the Ministry of Health seeks to ensure an adequate supply of the fluid in the health sector, despite a current worldwide shortage. In the meantime, the National Health Fund, NHF, which has responsibility for pharmaceuticals, has identified alternate sources of IV fluids. It says reserve supplies are now being distributed to all hospitals. A release from the Ministry of Health outlines that over the last 3 months, the NHF has been receiving reduced but steady supplies from its usual overseas providers. As a result, the emergency stock had to be utilized to continue supply to public health facilities. The ministry says, similar to the U.S., and other countries, conservation strategies have been recommended to alleviate the crisis, and all hospitals have been advised to manage supplies as efficiently as possible. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment's 90 Days of Summer initiative has been rebranded Jamrock Summer 90 Days, 90 Ways. The initiative is an innovative summer entertainment program which will strategically package local entertainment events to attract visitors to the island. State Minister with Responsibility for Entertainment, Damien Crawford, says the program has been rebranded to give it a distinctively Jamaican identity. He says the initiative will be launched in Montego Bay July 16 and will feature an intensive promotional program to attract tourists to Jamaica. Minister Crawford was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. He says under the initiative, specific hotspots will be targeted for Jamaican-centric travel, specifically places that have direct airlift to the island or a known reggae dancehall ska following with easy connections to Jamaica. A college tour component will also be part of the program. And the Ministry of Education is urging primary school administrators to avoid charging exorbitant fees for registration of new students. This as ministry investigations have revealed that some schools are charging registration fees of as much as $8,000. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says schools are being advised not to pass on school-related costs to parents through registration fees, but instead to apply to the Ministry of Education for financial assistance.
We are saying to them, once you are not being provided with adequate funds, you are to bring it immediately to our regional offices so that the education officers can review their budget, and where there is need for additional based on what has been presented, we will make sure that it is provided in the grants that they will receive.
Dr. McLean was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. She says schools are being encouraged to comply with the Ministry of Education's no tuition fee policy for students at the primary level. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.